Okay. Rosh Shalom. Okay, so today we're going to continue in Yonei Tarovis in the Inyan of Nikar HaIsser. So I always gave you the following example, right? A person has three what? Hamburgers. And two of them he bought at McDonald's. See, Hess and I are the only people who remember McDonald's. We're the only ones here. McDonald's one on the Broyers Hashkacha. Right? So, McDonald's, see, we're Chop Chop today. That was Shopsy's Pizza. And then the store next to that was McDonald's. That's the way it was. Good old days. So you got two hamburgers, two from McDonald's, and then a third one from McDonald's, right? And now you put it in front of you, you took away all the wrappers, and now you don't know which is which. So there is Rov Heter Mir Isser. So like Rav Shecht always says, the definition of a Tarovis is Rov Heter Mir Isser, but the Isser, as Rav Shecht pointed out, is Eino Nikar. Because if the Isser is Nikar, so then what? So then you can't call that a Tarovis, because you know which one is also. Just take it out and throw it away. That's a Tarovis Yavish. And Lach B'Lach is when you have milk, a vat of milk, kosher milk, and then you pour, then some trace milk got poured in. That's a real tarovis, because that physically intermingles. And remind me, I should give you that shiur I told you from the Kosher Glover on during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So remind me. To get Rabbi Tuchman to find it somewhere in one of these shelves. So that's the kalal. If the is his nicker, then it's not a tarovis, it's not butter. And the pashtus, that's a din d'oraisa, because the whole bittel is a joke if you can see it. So then you can take it out. If you can't see it, meaning because you don't know which is which, or it's milk that Ramesh got mixed in, so then you have to go ahead and then you can have the din of tarovis. Now, there is a famous Ramah. Famous Ramah that people like to quote, especially when the New York War thing, that got, then all of a sudden the Ramah made it to the signs, Kolkoris, whatever, with the water, the Kule. So, say for example, there is a Tarovis, say you have carrots. So you have carrots, a vat of carrots, and some non-kosher fat fell into the carrots. And
considered luck.
Okay, so non-kosher fat fell in, and you don't know where it is. So then, it's bottom. If you have shishim, can I get the fat, then it's butter. And you don't know where it is. You can't see where it is. It got... But say I can do a stunt. What's that? I can do something to put, like, say, cold water. I can put cold water in the lot, in the pot of the carrots, and cause the fat to rise to the top. So, am I mechuyev to do that? In other words, the status quo, before I do that, it won't be nikkur. But I could do something to make it nikkur. So am I mechuyev to do that or not? That's the question. Because you might think that ain't a nikkur means that you can't see it and there's no way I can figure it out. So it's ain't a nikkur. But if you can nicker size the Einu Nikr, so then maybe you're mechuyev to do so, or not. That's the question. So there's a famous Rama on page 5. Look at the Rama, the last Rama, Hagah. You know, there's the two Ramos there. The first Rama there on the page, and the second Rama. V'nogim kisorim chol isur shemivatlin b'shishim imakiro. If you recognize it, sarach lahasiro misham. So you have to take it out. Avagvar dekvar nisbatal tamu b'shishim. Even though it's batal b'shishim, but so what? Bittul is only if it's einu nikr. And here it is einu nikr, but I can nikrsize it. Lachain, im nafal. Now that the Ramah gives you, you know, the Ramah is doing a satoiva here. You know, because a lot of times there's the word chalav and the word chalav, and they mean two different things. Chalav is milk, chalav is fat. So he's very nice, or the printer is very nice, and puts the nekudos in, so you won't make that mistake of what it's talking about. So it says, chain im nafal chalav. L'toch tavshil, in other words, you're having carrots, a vat of carrots, and chaylev falls in, toch tavshil, and there's shishim, there's 60 times the carrots to the chaylev, and it's batal tamu shishim. So what does he write? Tzorich liten shom mayim tzonanim. That you are mechuyev. To what? To put cold water, pour cold water in. The nature of chaylev is to what?
Congeal.
The latsuf lamala, and to rise to the top, and then I'll see it, and then I'll take it out, and then forget my bittel, right? Alamayim yasirenu misham, dimeachal she'efshar lahasiro, havechilu makiro, because since I have the ability to what? To remove it. You see, the whole idea of Eidu Nikar is I don't see it, so I can't remove it. If you can tell me which one is the McDovid's and which one are the McDonald's, then I'm mechuyev to take the McDonald's out and throw it out. I can't eat the McDonald's. It's only because I don't know the difference. Rav Horowitz, what do you say?
If it's not an association, what did you say? We have to say 159, 158.
Well, if it's not Echa B'shishim, so then it's not batal anyway.
Then could we
nikrsize
it and just take it up?
Yeah, but then, yeah, you can nikrsize, but then it could be, it depends. If it's cold, yeah, but if it got hot, then you already asked the food already. It's too late.
You can only do that once it's shishim. Once it's shishim, even though...
Right, if it was cold, right. So then you'd have to take it out. If it's 58... and it's hot, then everything became us already. So it's not going to help you take it out. You got to throw out the pot anyway. Ailey.
I don't have an example, but does it matter how difficult it is to make a sign?
Oh, excellent question. Ailey's saying, maybe there should be a difference between what? If it's difficult, how, you see, taking water, cold water, maybe is very easy. So maybe that you mechuyev, but maybe if it's very hard, not. Oh, excellent question. Excellent question. Because maybe then... So this is a... we'll talk about this eventually over the year, this question of yours. So why did this come up in the water thing? So some people claim that, oh, you can, you know, filter it easily, so then you mechuyev to filter the water and get out the bugs. That's what someone claimed, based on this Ramo. Because even if you're saying you can't see it, but you could filter it and now you'll see it, so maybe you're mechuyev. Or maybe we'll see, or maybe not. So this Ramo became very prominent on the signs. They picked up on this Ramo. So I was wondering about this Ramo. You know, to what degree do we extend this Ramah? So let's see, I always say, let's see what the source of this Ramah is. It's always good to see the original sources. I never give you secondary sources. Always what primary sources. Unless for some reason the library doesn't have it. Then we'll try to get it from the Otsar Chochmo or from other places. But I always try to get the primary sources. So let's look at the Mordechai. On page 1. It says the Mordechai, Uvesefer Okeach Kosov. In the Sefer Okeach it says, Kedera Shemavashman Botafshil Vomedes Eitzel Ha'ish. You have, again, you have the pot of carrots that's on the fire. The hero sachts, it's boiling. Uvashelas, and it's cooking. Vinishmach aleha, now, chalav al chalav. So then you have to say it's talking about like meat. Because if it's carrots, then who cares that if it's chalav? It's just milking. So, but if it's basar, then it could be either chalav, will make it problematic, or it'll be basar b'chalav, or chalav will make it problematic. Yishapech hatavshel betamcho yagdeir, acheres mutu lecho yagdeir, acheres asur la'olam. Aval, so it's going to be asur. In other words, he's saying, v'al meditei selesh v'iro sachan v'ashel, mishmach alecholav o'chelim v'chut. Okay, this is talking about when the chalav achelav fell, didn't go into the pot. It went on the other side of the pot, the outside of the pot. So maybe you can pour out the stuff before it can, you know, before the stuff penetrates into the pot. You know, because it has to penetrate into the pot to make it also. So you could, so it shall say on the left side, you can pour it out from the right side and save it before it gets usher by the chalav of the chalav. That's a whole sugya. We're not up to that yet. But aval nofal l'socha. But if the chalav of chalav, whatever is going to usher it, falls in the pot, yishafech mayim tzonanim l'socha, v'yaseh kol hashuman hatzaf ha'ashan mutar. So you can pour cold water. Yeah, pour cold water, and it'll congeal, and then you take out the chalav and you throw it away. Shalom al Yisrael. So that's where the Ramah gets it from. But what should we do? What's the next step that we should do? No, but in our understanding of this halacha, what's the next step we should do? Look at the rokeach. Well, so I found on page 2 that it's quoted in the Sefer HaAsufos, who is the Talmud of the rokeach. But in the rokeach itself, they point out that you can't, it's not, doesn't find. But in the Sefer HaAsufos, who is the student of the Rokeach, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbi Yitzchak Mikashkona, Talmido Shel Rabbeinu Elazar Miverms. So let's see what he says. Chelev, page 2. Chelev Shenofal Bekdeira V'nimoach. So if Chelev fell into the carrots, and it was nimoach, misharin alei b'shishim, so you have to, if you have shishim, you're okay. Mishin etarev. Then you're okay, because you have shishim. Then you could go eat it now. If you don't have shishim, then it's going to, and it's cooking, then it's going to asa. And then it's going to be asa lolom v'ed. If you have shishim, it's good. But the chiddush of the rokeh is, but still, since you have the ability of what? Extricating. Taking it out, then you mechuyev to do so. So that's the Ramo. Meal.
Only if you're a Baal Nefesh.
Oh, but he says, Yesh anshe maisa. Shenosnim maim karim begedera lekarish hachelev lohasira. So this is the, to me, is the opening thing of this thing that he doesn't say you mechuyev to do it. He says yesh anshei maisa, means there are some very pious Jews that will do this. So it seems far from a chiyuv, right? Right? Anshei maisa just means it's a good kid, you know. So that's mashma that what? That it's not even a chatchila. It's a heeder, like. Not even a chatchila, it's a heeder. So I was saying that, you know, everyone who is quoting this Ramah that you got to do it, you know, it's not so simple. So now the question is, why not? Why is it only a chatchila? Why don't we say it's what? Why don't we say that you mechuyev? So what would you say? So maybe you can say that it's a tircha or something like that. That comes back to her of Eli Tesla's ha'ara. That maybe if something, you can see it right there, just take it out. But if it's, something that's not so easy to, you know, like Rav Shechter once said from Rav Soloveitchik, in a different context, that we'll see that, you know, those days, you know, the water wasn't, you know, today you just turn on the faucet. You know, but so sometimes things aren't as easy to do, or maybe you're not mechuyev to do it. Maybe if right now Asher Husham, you can't see it, so maybe you're not mechuyev to make it niker. If it's niker, it's niker. But maybe you're not mechuyev to do that. Maybe that's just a hidden. Yeah. Well, usually the status of batel is because it's eino nikar. So if it's eino nikar, I'm not going to be able to take it away because I don't know which one the problematic one is. But here, the chalif fell in, and I really can't take. Once chalif comes in and disintegrates, how am I going to get it out? But if I have a kunz to get it out with the cold water, so then maybe there's an inyan to get it out. But maybe that's only a hidden ba'alma. Right. So the big question is, what does the word sarach mean? Right. Rabbi Badi has in Hilchas Nida a whole discussion of what sarach means. So sarach doesn't mean necessarily mechuyev. Sarach could mean some type of maybe even a chatila or a hider. Look in the lashon of the Issur Heter now, page 3. So if you can be maki, you have to throw it out. If chalev fell and disintegrated, so he uses a different lashon. He says mitzvah. This of Heth is quoting the Ravon. So that's also okay. Maybe it's what Rav Yitzchak said. Maybe it's more like a lechatchila, like Rav Bari said. Sorry, can be a lechatchila, but it also is not mashma that it's a chova. So this is a fascinating discussion. So let's take a look. But l'chora, Rabotai, if there's no shishim, like what Rav Horowitz mentioned, if there's no shishim, then what?
It's awesome.
In other words, it's not going to even help to get it out. It won't, I mean, because the food got contaminated already. Because you didn't have shishim. So now the carrots got usher anyway. So what, you get it out. But the tam, since you didn't have shishim, the tam went into the carrots. Well, the Isser v'hetus lashon was what? He's quoting the Rabban. Sorry. Well, it could be the first case is... Well, the Rabban's case is talking about the Mayan case. I don't know, is the first case talking about the Mayan case, or is it just talking about that you could just see it? No, he said, what's the lashon? Acharkach. So it's not clear to me if he's talking about two different cases. But Rabbi Yisrael, yes?
And the Ramah says, could be that the Ramah holds that it's more obligatory than the Rukeah. The Rukeah says it's appropriate to pious Jews. The Ramah doesn't use that lashon. So could be that he holds...
So what's his lashon? What's the Ramah's lashon? Tzarech?
Tzarech.
So Tzarech maybe could be more...
But it sounds like it's still a stronger lashon than the pious Jew.
Yeah, could be. Now I'm going to show you something fascinating. Take a look in the Bach on page 4. So he quotes the Haggaz Mordechai, the Rokeach, the Ravon. Look in the second arrow on the left side. Achim. Bargosha b'sof ha-sefer klal chav dalet simen yud. Chasub hebech. V'zeh l'shon. V'kom mokom tibas cholov shenofu l'tach rotev shol bosa chasub Mordechai shishbach ov maim tzoni v'yoseh kol ha-shumen. V'shar mutter. Afilu leka shishim. Ad kan l'shonu. Oh God.
Oh. Maybe like adding the water, it becomes butter.
Wait, he's saying here, he's quoting a shita, the Hagos Shabasof, at the end of the Sefer Issa v'Heter, there are Hagos, and he's saying that even if what? There's no shishim, you could still do this thing with the water, and it'll help. Blah, 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 blah. How could that be? And let's see Geshach on page 5.
Wait, so the status of this Kedera would be what before, if there was a Shishim before, it would be just an Asur?
Let's talk about the food. The food would be Mutter.
Even before the water?
Not before the water, after the water. After the water, when you take it out, the caleb.
But there's no shishim in this case to start out with.
Right, that's why it's problematic. Mm-hmm. Now we have to understand, how could that be? Because if there's no shishim and you cook something in it, then it's also, it's no sintam. Finished, you can. And look in the shach. You see, because what does the Ramah say? He says, "Amchem nofel chel toch tavshil nispatel tamo b'shishim." Then tzarech to put. But if there's no nispatel b'shishim, you didn't get the first base. Look in the shot. Mashm dehecha the lake of shishim lo mahani nesinas maim tzonim. If there's no shishim, then there's no. It doesn't help. Kach kosu b'toros chatas. Behedya. Right? If there's no shishim, there's nothing to talk about. Kach kosu b'yusuf v'hedya. B'shem ravon. Chayin kol ha-poskim. Lo huskiru heta nesinis mayim tzonu hecha d'leg ha-shishim. Alavadi came in the leg ha-shishim aval pi shenos in mayim tzonu mikol mogum t'chil ha-nifla tam ha-yusuf v'tayim alo batil. V'masha ha-masha ha-shuman. Achakav. Lo odif b'il v'nofal chatichas yusuf. Afal pisha mekiru, who sholem v'zorka tzarek shishim k'neg gulom. V'kutkosu v'atur v'amechaber v'chol ha-poskim, d'lok ha-bach. The only one that has this shita is the Bach in the name of what? Shasomach atzma ha-gos isu v'heter. L'hatir b'dieva or they didn't see his mind so they feel like a shishim. Wow, so but it has to make sense. What's Pshat in the in this Hagosis of Heter and the Pshat in the Bach? So what are we going to do? So we have to go and look in no other than the Imre Baruch. Who is the Imre Baruch? The Imre Baruch happens to be Baruch Tumim Frankel. Not myself. Baruch Tumim Frankel is the Baruch Tam. Baruch Tam.
The Baruch, what's the name of Baruch?
Tumim Frankel.
Tumim
Frankel. Rabbi Dov Schreier from the OU. He is married to a woman last name Frankel, who's a descendant of the Baruch Tam. You also? Are you related to his wife?
Not that I know.
Okay. Never know. Okay, that's good. You never know. You long lost relatives. So let's see what he says. We're on page 7.
Page
7. Yeah, the Bach, we saw that the Bach was makel even if there's no shishim. He says, and the Taz, he's going to the Taz, Sifkot and Zion. Let's look in the Taz for a second before we see this. Page 5. Mashem Pachos Mishishim. I didn't put the bracket here, but it's there. Sifkot and Zion on page 5 in the Taz on the left side, top line. Mashem Pachos Mishishim, according to Ramolo Mahani. It's not going to help the water. And then he says, he quotes Agos Isav Heter. That says that it does work, even like a shishim. And then he says, for sefer bayis chadash pasuk mori v'chami, that's right. The Bach is the Taz's father-in-law. Mitam zeh b'diyev mutar, feel like a shishim. And he says he doesn't like it. He says, "When he is ninety near the lower hakel, is that Masha Kosov Hagos Hanal B'shem Mordechai the Pshita Sheinu Behedya Mordechai Shlod Achachach Masik Chay Masha Mordechai Lo Mechalik Ben Ika Shishim Advar Mivoram Ba'atzma Shein Tam Varech Lekula Zu." Or there's no rationale. Ain Tam Varech Lekula Zu.
So
what are we going to do? It says Poshut that this thing is only when you have shishim and it's really batel, so we're still machmir that you should get rid of the be'en. But if you didn't have shishim, there's nothing to talk about. That's the
why aren't we worried about the tam of usher
that's the question. So the Imre Baruch is going to try to give an answer. So he says, "Kemkin Tarkin Shehayabach Chasov Shatam Mishum De Betarugus Lach Belach Legishim Nesinas Tam Me'echol Hashem Nirachat Tarugus Shneim Dorim Imas Tam Shneim." Which in his Rodim Zemizel Onishar Tam Kol Echad Omed Betam Olavado Kain Torah Kavanosa. So he says a word, and I always put together this word with a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe, which we'll eventually see. And this is the following. See, say for example, you have a meatball, a treif meatball, and it falls in hot spaghetti on the fire. So, if I'm going to eat the spaghetti, the meatball I see, so I'm mechuyev to take it out and throw it away, sneaker. And then, can I eat the spaghetti? So if it's shishim lat, if the spaghetti has shishim keneged the meatball, then you can eat the spaghetti also. You may have to wash it off to get rid of the whatever, but basically, and if the spaghetti doesn't have shishim keneged the meatball, then the spaghetti is asur. Right? Now how do you mishar shishim? So you take the volume of the spaghetti, and then you take the volume of the meatball, and you see, is there 60 times the volume of the spaghetti to the volume of the meatball, and then it'll be okay.
Spaghetti has to be hot.
Yeah, it has to be hot or else the tam doesn't transfer. So it's talking about hot, the spaghetti is cooking in a pot, now you threw the meatball in. So now you want to eat the spaghetti, so you have to remove the meatball, because that's nikar. Ein l'cha nikar m'gadol mizu. Could you eat the spaghetti? So it depends. If there's shishim and the spaghetti connected to the meatball, then you could go ahead and eat the spaghetti. If it doesn't shishim connected to the meatball, then you have to what? Then you have to throw away the spaghetti also, because it already contaminated the spaghetti.
The entire spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well, not only
the spot. No, because it's been cooked in a pot.
Can you add more spaghetti to the pot?
No, that's called a mevatlan israel chachima. You can't, if it's bottle and it got thrown in by mistake, somehow got in, then okay, but you can't be marmer, because that's the concept of a mevatlan israel chachima. Oh, so let me ask you a question, Rebosa. So what does it mean, you mashar b'shishim? I have to say, how big is the volume of the spaghetti, to how much is big is the volume of the meatball? But Rebosa, it doesn't make any sense. Because you're taking out the meatball, ultimately. So did the whole meatball go into the spaghetti?
No.
Or else the meatball would disappear. And it didn't disappear. I still see it there. So how much of the meatball really got into the spaghetti? A very minute amount. So why should I have to be Meshayer Keneged the whole lot? The whole meatball, if I could, if really, maybe I don't have shishim keneged the whole meatball. But lahor, I do have shishim keneged lot, the amount that came in. So the answer is, Rav Moshe says, that when it comes to a solid, we view the solid in two ways. There's the physical solid, and then the tam of the solid. And we say that the tam of the solid is the shear this tam that's inside is the same metaphysical shear of the whole meatball. So therefore you have to mishaya kineged the whole meatball. Listen to me in a second. When it comes to lach, if I remove the lach, then I remove the tam also. It's not two separate things. So say, for example, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Say you have milk that's spilled, and there's a piece of meat there, and it's hot, and it came in contact with the meat. So you need shishim connected to the milk. But Rabbi Shalom, the milk I could see there. So most of the milk didn't go in. So Moshe says in a Hanami that if you could see it, and you see most of it didn't go in, then you don't have to count connected that. You only have to count connected the amount that presumably went in. Because by a liquid, the tam and the mamashus is the same. So if the mamashus didn't go in, that means the tam didn't go in. But by a solid, the tam and the solid are two separate things, and therefore, even though the solid didn't go in, but its tam went in, and you still have to be mishaya. So therefore, I thought that's what he's saying over here. That if you could, one second, you could go ahead and put cold water and get all the liquid, all the melted out, that means you got the tam out also, and therefore now you were able to rectify the carrots, and therefore even if there was no shishim, it'll be mutter. Take a breath. And think about what I just told you. I think that's I think Rav Moshe Feinstein, maybe I saw it someplace, and the Imre Baruch are saying the same idea. So therefore, by a liquid, if you get it out, then you got out the tam too. But by a solid, just because you took out the solid meatball doesn't mean that the tam went out. The tam is still there.
It's complicated.
Now you have to know how Ravlu is a big bucky in flavor. You have to know that. He works for the OU in flavor for many years. So when it comes to flavor, you know they say Al Tam Vareach Ein Li Vakeach. So when it comes to Tam, I don't argue with Ravlu. Sure. In other words, he's saying that you need shishim connected something. So if you take out say you need shishim connected the tray of meatball, but then you took the tray of meatball out. So then, do you really need shishim connected the tray of meatball? Most of it came out. So why should you need shishim connected? You only need shishim connected what came in, what penetrated. But here I took. So he's saying that the meatball, the tam of the meatball, the size of the meatball produces, it ejects from itself a tam that is commensurate with the size of the meatball. Even though I'm taking the meatball out, it ejected itself, a tam of its replica of itself into the other food. So even though I take it out, I still need shishim keneged the tam. But by a liquid, if I get out the liquid that went in, then I'm getting out the tam also. It's not two separate things. Now, Rav Luke, I know you could say different, which I can hear. But this is Reb Moshe's thing. I think this is what he's saying here. But it could be the others that they disagree follow Harav Lu. You know, the Shach. You're in good company. The Shach,
are we saying that Chayrut is a liquid?
The Shach and the Taz didn't like this thing.
Are we saying that Chayrut is
a
liquid?
Yeah. Well, Chayrut disintegrates, then it's a liquid. Harav Avram!
You make chicken soup, right?
Avram Halevi. Right?
Yeah, that's right. So if you take the chicken fat off the top of the soup, it's still going to have the chicken flavor. If you're making chicken soup.
Chicken soup, yeah.
And you find out that the chicken fat that you put in there is not kosher. And you pour in the cold water so that the fat floats up, you scoop it out. The soup itself is still chicken soup.
Right, but now you cut out the trace.
Do you think there's not going to be any flavor of chicken in there?
If you can get out the whole thing, then there's no flavor of fat in the chicken soup anymore. So even if you didn't have shishim, Rav Avram, it would be mutter. According to the sheet of the Bach and the...
What about Tom Kiriko? Why is there a problem with Tom Kiriko?
Because you removed the Tom.
Yeah, but the mutter stuff is bole of the Tom.
But now it's gone. Now you extricated.
From the liquid soup, you extricated the Tom of the
chaylev.
Of the chaylev.
Right. This is not easy. This is not an easy concept. That's why the Shach and the Taz didn't buy it. And Rav Lu is in good company. You're with the Shach and the Taz. So if you don't want the Imbei Baruch, take it up with Rabbi Yitzchak here. He'll defend his descendants. Yeah. Who?
Who?
Or Ramster?
I think it's
he's a man who clarifies things.
So the liquid, we don't view it separate from its flavor, but the meatball would be separate.
Correct. Exactly. We'll see that day. One day we'll have the tshuva in the packet, and you'll see Reb Moshe's tshuva. But that's the only way I was able to understand the Baruch Tam. It's not easy. And if you want, you could not reject this whole thing and say, I follow the Shach and the Taz. That if you don't have shishim, there's nothing to talk about, which I could totally understand. Okay, now Reb Moshe, let's see. This is a big packet, so we're not going to finish the whole thing today. And this is like very fundamental Yisod, so we're not going to rush through it either. I think maybe we could do a little bit more now. We could do the Gemara Sukkah now. Okay. He says this. Yeah, in other words, he's saying once you get the liquid out, then the tam is out, and now you're good. So even though you didn't have shishim, but the whole point of not having shishim is because it's an osing tam. But if you can get the tam out, right. Now, there is a sugya of taruvas when it comes to schach. What if you have osa sukoso tachasa ilon? Rabosai, this comes up a lot. It's the season now. It's going to be coming up. You know how many people call me that the sukkah's underneath a tree? But it's usually the following. It's usually they just got married and their in-law sukkah is underneath the tree. That's how it usually goes. So we have to... We have to deal with these questions because potentially it could pass on the sukkah. So the first thing in life is you want to have a sukkah that's not underneath a tree. Okay? Maybe that should be the question on the first date. Is your sukkah underneath the tree? Okay. So this is a complicated sugya. We learned sukkah here a couple of years ago. So the Gemara has a situation where if you take the branches and you put them, you know, in the old days, I'll tell you, we're going through a lot of transitions in the world. And my father tells me when he grew up in East New York is a very much of a Jewish community. Today you never heard of it because there are no Jews left there. So that was where both my parents grew up in East New York. East New York is a part of Brooklyn. So before Sukkot, they would leave branches. Every street they would have branches, and people would come and take the branches. And that's what Tzchach was made out of. It was made out of branches. And when I grew up, we switched to bamboo. That was the next transition. Now already bamboo was the passé, and now we're into the mats. Okay, what can I tell you? So these are the, I don't know what's going to be next, you know what I mean? But, so probably in the time of the Gemara, they also had the, like what my father had, the branches. They were cut branches, cut off the tree. And you just go to this corner of your block and you take some for your sukkah. So the Gemara discusses, so maybe you have an idea that if you have a tree on top of your sukkah, you could mashpil the tree, lower it down. Now obviously it's not talking about a tree that's so high that you still have the ability that you can, and then it'll get m'urav with the branches. So even though the branches of the tree are possible, because the mechuba l'kaka, your branches are tallish, they're okay, but you make them mix it together. So that's what the Gemara says, Amar Papakas Shachavtan. And she says, Hishpil Anofav L'matam Urvavim L'Aschach Kosher V'Ein Nirim Ba'ayim. And you can't tell which is which, because there's much more kosher schach that's tallish. Schach Kosher Rabba Olam L'Mvatla. Y'mederayza kol mili batal baruba g'disnan. Y'asichach maruba mehen kasheira. So, yeah. So that's the idea. You'll have Rov Kosher. You'll have Rov Kosher. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch here, on page 10, so the Taz says from the second line, the kasev b'levush b'zeh shabotel hu eitzel haschach hakosher k'din kol isher hamisbatel b'hetesh and that's a isher heter aval kosher li halo amirin kein el she'ein makirin oso v'chora here you could recognize it. See, v'efsher, so that's the levush's kashev tzarchid v'efsher kan zeh halach l'mosh misinei hu hachi agmorei. Maybe this is okay. One second. You know, in the Torah, filu b'makir iser batal barov. Wow. So he wants to say the Taz that maybe even it's nikra iser, it's batal barov. That means Sanhedrin a feeling, because what's the source of bittul? Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin, each one is an individual person. Sham yadida, we know who holds what. They take a vote. So we know who Shita is, who Paskin's Chayiv, who Paskin's Potter. And still, the Torah says, Dil Basaruba. ויישום שצריך להשליך איזו עם מדרבון וסוכה של מצו וכמו עד הרייסה. So if he wants to say that what? That the din, in other words, the yisod that we said before, that's the ABC, like Rav Shechter points out, the ABC of Tarovus, is that Tarovus means Rov Heter, Miet Isser, and the Isser Zeinu Nikr. That's the Aleph base. And it can't be Nikr. So how could he's calling it the Lush. The Lush is saying that Nikr Isser may be the concept that it has to be not Eino Nikr, maybe is only a Din Drabanan. But Midaraisi, even if Nikr. So how could that be? That's what the Lush says. The Daraisa, it doesn't have to be, even Nikr is Batal. And look what the Ta says. Dover Zeh, Eino Roi Lihikosev. You can't say such a thing. It's not fit to...
I can't see the light of day.
The low man said, I don't know if you... Chas v'shalom! Chas v'shalom! Loimar came. The behind of Chas v'taisis. The kaim alon min ha-torah chan betray botol hainu hechish in mu'ur v'einu nikar. What about the riot from Sanhedrin? So Sanhedrin is not a real tarovus. Rabbi said, "Hedges lo paga v'lo nega tashem lav mitam tarovus amrina zil basa rova la tor but lo dais hatatamid." So what's shot in the? So what's shot in the levush? Levush is saying that even though you can probably see which one is mechuber. Because if you shove the tree down, you can still be able to see which is which is mechuber and which is talish. And yet he says midaraisa, it's batal even if it's nikr, and it's midrabana that you need that should be enu nikr. And the Taz says that's ridiculous. The din of enu nikr is a din daraisa. So how could the Lulush say such a thing? So what would you say? How do you defend the Lulush? Talaki is a big Lavush fan.
When you say like last week when we talked about the pace of the Sayyid Kaduma, we talked about how much of a conversion do we make between Sanhedrin and here. So we're saying we'd say like a Lavush and maybe a full you made a full conversion between the part of Bhattabaro and therefore even though Sanhedrin is in the person, so to hear it's
that's what he said. He's learning from Sanhedrin, but how does that work? You're right. So he's saying you're learning from Sanhedrin, but Lukaris, that's still strange.
Okay.
So it must be. So he's saying, Lavush is saying that what? Because there is a discussion in the post, and we'll see later. If something's nicker, but it's not so easily... Because what if you have, like this, you have a bag of salt. And then, in the bag of salt, you have jelly beans. And say the jelly beans aren't kosher. So it's nicker, you can see the jelly beans in the... But there is some Rishonim hold that if it's not so easily removable, then even if it's nicker, is mutter min ha-Torah. So it could be that once you mesh them together and you intertwine the branches, maybe it's not so easily separable, and then it becomes batel, even if it's nicker, because In other words, if something is nicker, you could easily remove it. I don't think even the Lush would agree that that's also midaraisa. But if it's nicker, but it's not easily extricable, then maybe that's what he's talking about. So once you chaftan, then perhaps it's not so easily extricable, and therefore it'll be bottled even if it's nicker. Because there's a big machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba about that. We'll get to it in the Bezer Shem.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah?
The case of the sukkah here is a case where without the stuff that's mechubal lekarka could have more sun than shade, and only the mechubal lekarka makes it more shade than sun?
Well, maybe not. Maybe you'll have enough even from the...
from the kosher stuff.
Right. So think about that. But of course the Pashup Shah is what the Taz says. The Chas V'Shalom to say such a thing. But I think that even the Lavush wouldn't say it if it's easily, reversible. Okay, we didn't finish the packet, which is good. This is a fundamental packet, so it's worth to have to Wednesday Shir doing the same packet as well. Because it's, not to rush through, Yesoides. We don't rush through things. The big yisoid is, like Rav Yashiv once said, the big yisoid in learning is Havana. And if you don't have Havana, then you don't have anything. It's not about racing. You have to have Havana. You have to have Havana, you have to understand things, and it takes time. That's what Rav Yashiv supposedly said. We're not talking about against Daf Yomi, but he said, Daf Yomi is you're learning an hour a day to say a block. But Rav Yashiv said, some blot require 10 days for that one blot, and some blot you can have 10 blot in one day. It's not equal. All blots are not created equally. That's what his yisod was. So if you want to really have Havana, sometimes I'm not comparing my packets to blot, but but some packets maybe you do one a day, but some packets maybe need more time. So digest what we said today, and Bez Hashem Wednesday. That's why I think also some of these limudim, it's good not to have shir every day, because then it just gets too much, and then you never swallow, you never digest. Mm-hmm. And if you don't digest, it's not good. Somebody called me up the other day that their wife had food in the esophagus that didn't. Because if you don't properly chew it, and you don't, then you get stuck. So you got to properly chew your learning, so you understand it, then it can go down. And then it becomes part of you. Then it becomes part of your bloodstream, part of your body, part of your essence, etc. Okay, so